This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For this week's Plantarama, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update on the upcoming emergence of Brood 19 and Brood 13 cicadas, Eastern Tent caterpillars, lilac ash borer, and ticks. Raymond, first off, maybe just another update on the periodical cicadas, the 13 and 17 year variety.
Yes, Jeff, we are there, I think. April through June is the emergence of Brood 19 and 13 of the 13 and 17 year periodical cicada. Although they will not occur in Kansas, they will occur close by Oklahoma, regions of Oklahoma and regions of Missouri. So what will start happening is the nymphs will emerge from the soil in perfect synchrony, and then they'll get on any type of structure or tree, trunk or a post, and they'll sit there, and then the adults will come out, and the females and males will be flying around, and then they'll go into these areas we call chorus centers. And this is where the males sing, and the females are attracted, and they mate. And then the females, basically after that, and they live about 6 weeks, the adults, they will lay their eggs into twigs about a quarter, half an inch size diameter, and they have very sharp ovipositors, which is the egg-laying device. And they can lay 20 to 30 eggs in what we call these egg nests or slits. They can lay a total of 600. And those can actually damage some branches. So later on, after the adults kind of phase out and die out, you might start seeing some flagging or branch dieback, especially in oaks and other large trees. I have been through two of these, and I think it's worth the travel to go see millions and millions of cicadas, adults just flying around. And they're not going to harm you. They're just out mating, and then they'll lay their eggs, and then they'll die out.
Just really a spectacular event.
From an entomological perspective, it's a phenomenon. You know, it's unbelievable because these are insects, the longest life cycle. They're either 13 years or 17 years, and something triggers them to all come out in synchronous emergence, and then they become adults, and they'll last about 6 weeks, and then they die out.
Maybe for some things we might see in the home landscape, Eastern Tent caterpillar?
Yes, Jeff, this is the time of year. The Eastern Tent caterpillar is one of our earliest defoliators. We start seeing leaves of cherry, plum, and apple, crabapple come out. Those are the plants that are widely fed upon by Eastern Tent caterpillar. And they're the ones that create those nests in the crotches of those trees. They come out during the daytime, feed in the leaves, and they go back in. They're very easy to deal with. Just disrupt the nest with a rake or high-pressure water spray and exposing them to the birds, and the birds will eat them.
We might also see the lilac ash borer.
Yes, Jeff. The lilac ash borer is a Lepidoptera. It's actually a moth. And the adults will start laying eggs on the bark of lilac or ash trees. And the larvae will emerge from those eggs and tunnel in and then start feeding in. So if you have a history of lilac or ash borers, this is the time to put a barrier spray on the trunk to kill the larvae before they enter the tree. Like permethrin is widely used as a barrier treatment. You can also get pheromone traps to help detect when they're out. Those will capture the males, and then they'll mate with the females, and then 7 days you'll probably get egg laying by the females. But yeah, keep your plants healthy, water, irrigation, pruning. But if you have had a history, it's probably recommended or an option to put some type of a barrier spray to prevent the larva from entering into the plant.
Maybe also keep an eye out for ticks.
Yes, ticks with the grass coming out, the vegetation, the ticks are out. Of course, we have the American dog tick. We have Ixoides scapularis, which is the deer tick, black-legged tick. And we have the one that vectors Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Dermacentaur variabilis. They go out on the ends of grass and they quest, which means they stick their legs out and they attach. So if you're out in an area, stay on the path. Don't wander into these grassy areas. But we also recommend putting on a repellent like DEET, Picardion. You can spray permethrin on your clothes. Don't get in your skin. We'd mentioned permethrin for lilac ash borer. And then wear socks, light-colored clothing. And then when you come back in, check your clothing, your body, and probably take a nice shower after that. Because it takes, once the ticks, the sea tick in particular, gets on you, they'll wander around before they start inserting their mouth parts in your body. So you have the time to wash them off before they put their mouth parts in and start withdrawing blood. The females need the blood for egg production.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on the upcoming double emergence of cicadas, the Eastern Tent caterpillar, lilac ash borer, and ticks. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.